minds.
Blue 42! Blue 42! Hut! Hut! Hike!
Hut! 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 Hut!
Mike! Mike? Mike, it's Shauna. I'm here to take you home. Mike, hello? Guys, what?
Totally pathetic. I've never seen a team give up so many yards with so little resistance. What's wrong with you maggots? Who's that on the field?
Dunno, coach. Some whiny bitch.
Excuse me?
No way, man. She's like our co-worker. She looks more like some unrequited freshman crush. A good friend. Just a good friend, in the platonic sense.
Mike, is that you?
Don't you even know?
You don't have faces beneath your helmets. How am I supposed to know which of you...
What in the clammy calmness of hell is going on here?
She won't put out. Now she's ruining the game, coach.
Are you supposed to be some aspect of Mike? Because if so...
Mike, I thought he was called Meek now.
Well, he is to certain people, but...
Certain people who expect him to be certain things. But he can't be those things all the time, you know?
Okay.
He has emotions and needs, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I think we do.
You know, the bounce, wow, wow.
I seek Mike Archer, and I will not endure one-dimensional shadows of him. Where is he?
Oh, big words. Must be one of them East Coasters. You looking for Mike Archer? Michael Robert Archer?
Yes, where is he?
Where else? On the bench, Shauna.
Right. Thanks.
Anytime, darling. All right, you pansies. Let's see some defense. Let's see some pressure.
Mike, hello? I can't see anything in this fog. Hey, I didn't see you there. Need something to drink? Like water? Like colored beverage that supposedly like hydrates better than water? Are you supposed to be me? Duh, I'm the water girl. Cute. And what are you... am I wearing? This is like the water girl uniform. Well, you're not so much wearing it as not wearing it. And does the t-shirt have to be so wet? Of course, I'm like the water girl, but I'm not like exploited or interested in a long-term relationship because I'm like spunky and independent. Wow, I'm going to kill him. OMG, don't do that. I hurt Mike. Even though I refuse to be like icky with him or see him as more than like a big dumb younger brother, he is so like cute. Where is he? I can't deal with you anymore. Well, like, okay, whatever, but don't try to, like, cheer him up. He's being, like, moody. It's that B-I-T-C, like, H in the stands. She's always, like, putting him down. Let me guess. Catherine? Did you just hiss at me? Never speak the name of the evil one aloud! Catherine? No! She's always, like, taunting and tormenting him. It isn't fair when he, like, tries so hard to make people like him. I always, like, feel so bad that I brought her into his life. Righto, please show me where he is now. Oh my goodness, she's like right behind you, hide! Oh, this is so ridiculous. What is this cliche crap anyway? Standard issue Freudian representation in some kinky bondage water girl outfit. I'd rather not think about that. Hi, Catherine.
Shauna, you're here? Well, congratulations. I didn't think it was possible for me to think any less of you, yet here you are, stooping down to be a part of this repugnant tripe. Granted, it is the inner world of a brainless meathead, so of course this whole thing is every bit as insipid and pitiful as the man-child himself. You know, it's appropriate that he is benched. The place is better for it, as if that's saying anything.
Catherine.
What?
Shut up.
I'm not harsh, I'm honest. Everyone else is always, oh, it's okay, that's Mike for you. He never thinks, he never owns up to his mistakes. I can't even tell you how many times I had to cover him when he was late to work on the road.
Oh, hello, Mike, I finally found you. Mind if I sit down?
Whatever you say.
Thanks, I will. So, what's up?
Not much.
Cool. So, what have you been up to?
Dunno.
Dunno?
Stuff.
Ah, yes, I see. You know, I really would have expected dancing medieval armies or whacked out cartoon animals or something. This is your subconscious? A gray football game, some weirdness on the sidelines, and some jerk coach?
It's my dad.
Oh. He coached your high school football games?
Nah, he wasn't around much.
Then why is he here?
Dunno.
Mike, I mean this in the nicest way possible, but... what the hell?
What?
What happened to you?
I don't know.
Well, okay, you were blasted off Zana's roof and nearly died, but... what happened? This isn't you.
Nothing happened. This is me.
No, it isn't. This is not the Mike I know and love.
Love, huh? That's interesting.
We're not here to talk about that.
Whatever.
Okay, fine. Is this what this is all about? That kiss freshman year?
Whoa, relax. I just don't feel the need to entertain you. That's all.
So this is the real Mike, and the other Mike, who's one of my closest friends, by the way, it was just an act?
We're all just acting, Shauna. You most of all.
I'm choosing not to take that personally, because you've been in a coma for 6 weeks and have no way of knowing that you're actually talking to me.
Whatever.
Look, am I gonna have to drag you out of here?
It's not the Shauna I remember. Gonna force me out of my own mind?
You're right. You have to come out willingly. You do realize you're benched during your own imaginary football game, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
Like you don't know it's a dream, so you act the same way you would in real life?
Something like that.
Don't you want to join the game?
I don't know. I mean, I've been sitting here for so long.
Are you afraid you'd mess up?
No. It's more like... football is other people playing it. And me watching them.
It doesn't have to be.
I'm just...
what?
Tired. Really tired.
I'll brew you a steaming cup of hoji if you wake up.
That like coffee?
It's like tea on speed.
I don't drink caffeine. Never have.
What? Then how are you always so...
It's the ADD or ADHD, whichever's worse.
Hello, Mike's dad. I wasn't talking to you.
The boy's hopeless. He's got no sense and no guts. Man can make in the world without one, but he's dead in the water without both.
I'm not so much interested in your opinion, or Mike's perception of your opinion, or whatever.
I don't care how many legionnaires he tackles or undying explodes. Boy's a first-string screw-up.
That's not true.
And I think it's great y'all calling him meek, because he's a coward, and he always has been.
I am not.
What's that, boy?
I'm not a coward.
I made you. I say what you are. You know what else? You're an idiot. It's not the same as having guts. Morons ain't brave. They're just morons.
I am not a moron.
You just play one on TV. You're also arguing with yourself, you know. You want me to call you crazy, too?
That's enough. Mike is going to join the game now.
The hell he is. He just screwed it all up again. Hey, sit down, boy.
No.
I just told you to sit down. Why do I see you standing?
Maybe because I'm standing. You always did have a firm grasp on the obvious.
Oh, ha ha. Where'd you find that gem, smartass? In your Dungeon Master's Guide?
You can find a lot in books. Found something that wasn't already yours.
Oh, and that's all it takes to escape me? Read some sissy books, mouth off a bit? Then why am I here, Michael?
Because I allow you to be?
That's right, and you always will.
I'm proud of you, Mike.
Well, thanks, Shauna. I'm proud of me, too.
Shall we go?
Where are we going?
Back into the game, of course. You've got some catching up to do.
Oh. Wait, hold on, Shauna.
Yes?
Now that I know this is a dream.
Mike, what are you... You kissed me.
I sure did. Now I can wake up.
Just for that, I'm leaving you here.
You liked it.
You'll never know. Now wake up. Come on, wake up. Wake up.
Guys, come on, wake up.
Catherine?
Shauna, thank God, did it work? What happened?
I don't know. I don't remember anything. Just gray, sadness. Mike? Mike?
Shauna?
Archon, could you chop some more Franti? Fesmer, since you're not doing anything, could you set the table, Senjen?
Yes, a puzzle.
Jareth, could you go to the well and get some more water?
Certainly, Kaith.
Wow, you're on fire this morning, Catherine.
I just want breakfast to be ready when Mike comes downstairs. And you look like a wreck, Shauna.
Yeah, I feel like one too. No sleep, remember? I'm gonna go check on Mike.
Kaith, the Franti are entirely chopped. Shall I begin arranging them while you scramble the eggs?
Oh, of course. Chagrindify, Archon.
Chalionify.
This is not going to be ready in time.
Meek will understand.
I know, Archon. I just want him to feel comfortable. Pre-breakfast chaos is not exactly soothing to the post-coma mind.
Knowing Meek, he is likely anxious to jump headlong into the thick of it.
I'm not so sure.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Nothing.
The table is set, O mistress of the kitchen. Jareth and I await further orders.
You're both filthy from your pickup bricka game this morning. You could wash up.
We could indeed, but will we?
Come, Fesmer.
Oh, but Meek would want us to be filthy at breakfast.
Perhaps, but Meek is not mistress of the kitchen.
That is true enough, Jareth, for several reasons.
Wash up, you Rentanima. Go!
It is good to see them in such light moods again. This is how they always were before... Oh.
Before we arrived?
Well, yes, but truly I meant no offense. Kaith, it was a more simple time. Your arrival has brought us complications.
And likewise, believe me. Eggs are scrambled.
Ah, with no time to squander, Shay and Meek approach.
Shh, quickly, help me set these.
I can do this alone, Shauna.
I know, but I don't mind helping.
I do mind.
Okay, just take it slowly. Mike!
I'm fine. Ouch.
At least hold my arm.
No.
Mike.
I said I can do this alone.
Oli Young, Meek.
Hey there.
Wow, guys, breakfast looks great. Bet you're hungry, Mike.
Not really.
You say that now, but just wait until you see what Zana's made for you.
Pig pie?
So much for surprises.
Mike, are you...
I, we, it, complete sentences, maybe?
Mike!
What? The girl's never done anything but put me down. Now I'm sick of it.
Mike.
There are gonna be some changes around here. I don't like you. You don't like me. Fine. But I'm not gonna put up with your crap anymore.
Mike, Catherine took care of you.
Bull.
It is true, Meek. Kath barely left your side these past 6 weeks. She would not abandon you, except to work. Though it may not always appear so, she cares for you deeply.
Oh, God, it hurts to laugh.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you're alive, Mike. Now I can stop busting my ass to work off your debt. Breakfast is on the table, everyone. I'm taking the day off.
Well, she can dish it out, but she
can't... Why don't you sit down and eat something, Mike?
Yeah, sitting would be good.
Ah. How do you feel, Meek?
Sore. Like I haven't moved in 6 weeks. Back aches a lot, too. My left leg's all messed up.
You're strong. Your body will heal.
Well, that's the plan. Look at all this. Sure is a lot of fruit. You guys trying to tell me something?
We thought lighter foods would go down easier.
Sure. Just don't think I'm out of the game. If Undying marched through the door right now, I could still deal out massive quantities of hurt better than any of you could.
Mike!
Ow! No hugs! Crush him! Ow! Ah!
Apologies, Mike, but it is good to see you. Soup Doug?
Oh, wow, I remember you to say that, Fesmer.
It is actually pronounced Sup Dog, is it not, Mike?
Yeah.
Why did you not ever correct me? I was eager to learn about your world and its customs. I still am.
Well, we'll do that then. Is that a goatee on your face?
Show enough.
I didn't know people had those anymore. Did you just say...
It is called an onrapel, and they are just now becoming fashionable.
I am not wearing the onrapel because it is becoming fashionable, Jareth. The onrapel is becoming fashionable because I am wearing it.
Oh, yes, like last month.
No, that is not...
When you insisted that you brought the phrase...
Jareth, you misinterpreted...
The phrase, il ne est mitan, back into circulation?
Well, I did. At least I had a hand in it.
Yes, Fesmer, of course you did.
Yeah, good times. Come to think of it, why don't I have a beard? I mean, 6 weeks is a long time. Should at least have some stubble.
As Archon said, Catherine barely left your side. Although Archon left out the part about how she was there almost as much.
Wait, you guys were serious? She really did?
Yes.
Huh. Did she, like, empty my,
Yes, she even emptied your,
Gross.
You should thank her some point in the very, very near future. And also apologize.
Yeah, I'll probably do that.
Order for me. One pig pie, extra pig.
Yeah, you know, it's nice of you, but...
We must fatten you up, only one. Eat. Where is Kate?
She finished her duties and has taken a day off, Shishua.
More nourishment for Meek, then. Why are you not eating, Leo? Consume.
Look, all of you, this is great, but I...
What is it, Mike?
I'm not hungry at all. Really, just not right now.
But...
Just save some for me later, okay? I'll get my appetite back soon enough.
Okay.
Sorry, I... Yeah, I need some fresh air. Sorry. Ow!
Mike, let me help you.
I don't need your goddamn help! I can do this alone. That's all. I'm sorry. Just leave me alone.
Wow.
Shay, are you Rana?
I'm fine. I've just never seen him like this. He reminds me of someone. Can't remember.
I am certain that he will snap out of it.
I'm not so certain.
Perhaps I should speak with him.
No.
I have a notion. Fesmer, is there not a Breca game tomorrow?
Of course. The Reavers of Mosquiton are scheduled to destroy the Terrors of Terrantenity for the League title. I completely forgot.
Ah! I believe you mean it is the Terrors of Terrentenity who shall send the Reavers of Mosquiton home, Fez.
And when was University's last victory?
Oh, ho! I cannot believe that I am hearing this. The Terrors have suffered setbacks, it is true, but...
90 years without a title victory is slightly more than a setback, Jareth.
They are not to blame. It is the curse of...
Anyway, so is this Breca thing something Mike would like?
Oh, yes. It is much like his football.
Well, great, let's go. Zana, your shop's closed tomorrow anyway, right?
Yes, Shay, but now that Meek is better, I have vital matters to which I must attend.
Fishing, Shishwa?
Of course, Archon. The pond is more fish than water by now. Any day now they will gather their forces and attack. I'm the only one who can stop them.
I didn't know you fished, Zana.
Since I was a child, I am full of surprises for Luna.
Archon, are you coming tomorrow?
Regretfully, I cannot. I must complete several tasks for my parents.
Oh, okay. Everything all right?
Of course, Shay. Why do you ask?
No reason. Fesmer, Jareth?
You need not ask. I must witness for myself the moment that the terrors triumph and Fesmer swallows his offending tongue.
And I am always ready to see University prove again that they are the most laughable team in all of Biella.
Good lord. All right, then. It's a plan. You guys really think this game will cheer Mike up?
If it does not, I am unsure that anything will.
So they were right at me, like leaping through the air, and I saw an opening, and bam, touchdown!
Very impressive, Mike. I wish I could have had the opportunity to see that.
What's with the past tense? I'll be fine in a couple days.
Well, you do seem healthier already. Is the walking staff helpful?
Yeah, nice crutch. Thanks for the loan.
You are welcome. But do not hesitate to rest in the goat cart. We did not bring it merely to carry lunch.
Goat cart tailgating? Classy. Anyway, I'm not going to get better just sitting around all day. Though it is great to see Fair Umbra again. How's it going, girl? She missed me with all her goatish heart, I can tell.
After that day, I returned to the spot where we abandoned Umbra and the cart. They were both untouched, as I predicted.
Good thing zombies are picky about what brains they eat.
It is a mystery what Undying do with their victims, or how Undying are even created, but I do not think that they eat brains. We only know that they have no interest in animals, nor we have discovered in heroic football players.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. I feel more like an idiot than a hero.
Throwing spell bombs off Zana's roof was a little foolish, I will admit, but your actions that day were heroic, Mike. You saved me from an army of Undying. You destroyed some of Zana's property in the process, but...
And speaking of which, she wants to have a long talk with me when we get back from the game. I think I owe Zana a lot of money. And also my soul. And my firstborn child. Probably half the secondborn, too.
Zana is fair. I am certain that you will be able to work something out. Still, I want to thank you for saving me that day. I am in debt to you.
Great, just go ahead and apply that to my balance at Zana's.
Joking aside, Mike...
Who's joking?
I wish he'd ride in the goat cart. He shouldn't be straining himself like this.
Well, at least his temperament seems much improved.
I think he needed a day to process everything and get some real sleep. Still...
He is not the same.
No, he isn't.
You look like you also need real sleep. Are you unwell?
No, I'm fine. I just have not been sleeping well lately.
You have been practicing with serious intent this past week or two. Take care that you do not exhaust yourself.
I have 4 younger brothers. This is nothing. I'm more concerned about Mike.
Has Kaith forgiven him for his outburst yesterday morning?
No. He tried to apologize this morning, and she told him to keep walking. Keep walking, Gimpy, were her exact words.
I see.
A Gimpy person is someone who limps, I think.
I was not going to ask.
Yeah.
It would seem that Kaith does not forgive easily.
I think there's a reason for that.
Oh?
Jareth, are you prying?
Absolutely not. I am inquiring.
Well, all I know is that a big relationship ended badly just before we moved in together at our university. This guy kept calling her for that first month, really upset, but she refused to speak with him. Eventually, he stopped calling her.
He must have done something very terrible to warrant Kaith's wrath.
I don't know, I never got the full story.
I think she has still not forgiven me for the way I acted during that day that Meek fell.
She might, someday. It's a good sign that she talks to you.
I only did what I thought right.
I think everyone does what they think is right. It's just that her right and your right were 2 very different things.
I suppose so. There once was a time when one path was right and the other clearly wrong. I miss those days.
Yeah, you and me both.
Well, they've really hit it off.
It does seem that way. Jareth has been tutoring Shay in the fundamentals of ritual magic. There is more conversation and much less yelling now.
Wait, aren't you going to say heat it off what, Mike?
Why would I?
But How could you possibly know what hit it off means?
Shay and Keith have been teaching me colloquialisms in anticipation of when you woke up.
Well, bully for them.
Did you prefer me when I did not know what you were saying?
It was funnier.
You jerk. Please do suck it.
Ow, ow, ow.
What? What?
Looks like they're back to their old goofball selves.
Indeed.
What?
What do you mean, what?
You became uncharacteristically terse for a moment there.
Oh, surely you are not prying, Shay.
Why would I need to pry? I could just read your mind.
What? You could not possibly have the ability to...
No, of course not. That's far more advanced stuff than you've been teaching me.
You were joking, then?
Yeah, that's me all over. Regular prankster.
Good. You worried me for a moment, Shay. Seeing through the eyes of another is one thing, but entering into the mind of another is highly dangerous for both persons. I trust that you would never attempt such a thing.
Of course not, but... what could happen?
Well, anything. Either or both persons could have their minds lost. Parts of one person could be left in another, false memories created, certain things forgotten forever.
Oh.
Not to mention the drastic pull on OD that such a spell would require. Anyone in Laundi who is remotely attuned would sense such a pull, including Legionnaires. Possibly even the Red Circle. Anyone.
Wait, the Red who now? I think you mentioned them before.
They're probably not a matter for concern. The Red Circle is involved in various criminal activity around Laundi. They are a nuisance, but better, I suppose, than the Legion.
Wouldn't neither be better?
Indeed. But the Red Circle has successfully remained hidden for a long time. One day, perhaps, we will be rid of them, and hopefully we can prevent the Legion from replacing them. Until then, it would be best if we avoided them. I fear they would see you as a source of profit. Many would be interested in a person of your potential.
Oh, well, good thing I'd never give them such an easy way to find me, then.
Yes, a very good thing. Speaking of your ability with magic, how have your lessons with Archon progressed?
Slowly. Seems like Archon's always busy doing something for her parents.
Ah.
All right, now I'm prying. What's with Archon's parents? She doesn't seem to have a very good relationship with them.
That is an apt assessment.
Plus, she had these bruises this one time, a couple weeks ago. She said it was from a fight, but since when does Archon get into fights? Although she has been acting differently since her parents returned from their trip.
I have only met Alexa Lark and Lorena Lark once, very briefly, years ago, when Archon first began working with Zanas.
What was your impression of them?
They did not seem eager to earn my friendship, but neither did they appear to be bad people. As I said, that is the only time I have conversed with them. It is not enough basis for judgment. Archon is a good friend, and they are her parents.
I just wish there was something I could do.
You cannot be all things to all people, Shay.
What did you just say?
Arne Loparne, we have arrived. Ready to price of 4 tickets and prepare to leave all aspirations of victory for the terrors of Terran Tennedy at the door.
Ah, a traitor through and through. I trust you will choke on Terran Tennedy's titled victory this day.
Jareth, I thought it was my tongue I will choke on.
No, Fesmer. You will eat your tongue and then you will choke on our victory.
At least I will not be hungry. Mike, remember what I told you?
Yeah, no talking. I learned my lesson. Believe me.
No, not that. Your translation pendant will allow anyone to understand you now.
Really now?
But still, do not act without caution. But you do remember what I told you earlier today?
Oh, right. 90 more years! Breaka is university's disactive item!
Close enough.
I don't get it.
Let us enter. 7-3, Fesmer. 3 more points and university will have the title victory.
Yes, Jareth, and only 1 more point until the break, when university's team will drink themselves spoiled on Borsen and lose the game because they cannot see straight.
Yeah, that only happened once.
And today shall be twice.
I still don't get this.
You're not even trying. Look, one more time. The threat carries the ball from one end of the field to the other. The rivers and bowls make way for the threat. The wings are like wide receivers, and the,
pivot, Mike.
I know that. The pivot stays in the middle and works defense and offense as needed.
Okay.
Once the threat is on the opposing side of the field, he can be tagged.
Tagged? That's it? Then why have they been knocking each other to the ground for the past hour?
No one said it had to be a gentle tag, Shay.
And why aren't there any announcers or anything?
Announcers? For what?
To tell you what's happening in the game?
Well, you can see for yourself what is happening.
Yeah, but I still don't understand it.
Well, that is why you have us.
Okay, watch. The home team's threat has crossed the midfield line. Now he's fair game. He can try to throw the ball through the target.
Ooh, ow!
So what's happening now?
The wings are...
Oh, man! Woo!
Right. So it's like soccer with more hitting?
No, you can use your hands. It's more like water polo without the water, plus a little football strategy.
And much violence.
Men.
Women play brick as well. You will notice that the river's pivot is a woman.
As is one of university's sentries, Kasha.
Kasha, eh? And Udoki Luna, Jareth?
She has a superior student record, that is all.
Have you asked her to the New Life Festival yet?
Fesmer? She is a student.
Oh, you and your rules.
Oh, no!
Ha! Your threat has been tagged.
So then...
Interference! Interference!
What now?
University's threat has just pushed the player on his way back to the wall. A major penalty.
He did not. The bull pushed him.
Jared, blind as you are to anything outside university, surely even you can see.
No, I give up.
Whatever. I'm enjoying this.
Well, that's good, Mike. I'm glad. It's good to see you getting back to the old you.
Yep. Okay. So, the opposing team has the Breaker Ball now, so...
Mike, can we talk about something?
Depends on what something is.
Do you remember anything?
It depends on what anything is. Oh, nice tag!
A fine tag indeed.
I mean, from your coma?
What?
Your coma!
Okay, fine. I'm not deaf. I don't know. Not really.
How about just before you woke up?
It was, I don't know, like sleeping for a long time, not realizing how long I slept until I woke up.
But do you remember...
Oh, and like discovering my body was broken in 3 different places while I was asleep.
Yeah, but...
And like knowing I'll probably never play football again, in addition to still being trapped in a magical fantasy world. One that clearly is not a video game, I suppose.
Right, but...
And it seems like life went on without me. Everyone even seems happier.
We're happy because you're awake now.
That's not it. Oh!
Oh no!
A superb advance! 8-3, and now we are in break.
Time for university team to drink themselves ignorant. And speaking of which, Shay, Mike, would you like anything from the vendors?
I could really use a beer. Or 7. I'll come with.
Mike, are you certain that...
Yes, I'm certain. God damn it, all of you. I'm not a cripple. My joints are just a little stiff, okay?
Okay, Mike. Let us go.
He did seem to be enjoying the game before.
Yeah, I don't know. He seems fine joking around and everything. Then he suddenly turns and snaps at us. I've never seen Mike do that before, and now he's doing it at least as much as he jokes around. I'm worried about him.
Would you like me to go with them?
Mike and Fesmer?
Yes, to be certain that nothing Meek-like happens.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Just be sure that he doesn't know why you came.
I will be subtle as a brook.
Brooks aren't very subtle. They're kind of loud.
Alas. Protect our seats, Shay. I will return shortly.
Chug Randy Fry, Jareth.
You are most welcome, Shay.
Here you are, Mike. This is called Borzen. It is most potent when consumed in great quantities.
Sounds like a plan. Cheers, Fesmer. It's getting our crunk on.
What is a crunk?
Aha! Something the girls didn't teach, eh? It's crazy and drunk, man.
Ah, Maisondo, then.
What's with the dainty sips, man? Chug!
Chug?
Like this. Like so.
Oh, you mean reg?
Yeah.
Reg.
Fine, but you are carrying me home.
Not me. You're going in the goat cart, buddy. Had enough of carrying you.
Aha.
Huh. Seems like pretty weak stuff.
Weak? I am already crunking.
More?
Yes. I will return, laden with Borsen.
All right.
With his brutish rivals, we wait 90 years only to take the title from them. Pathetic.
Tarantino deserves better.
I am of a temper to grieve them myself.
Agreed, good one.
Hey, that fellow is laughing at us.
You, boy!
Did you just call me boy?
And what if I did?
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I do not think we like you as you are now, boy. Do we, man?
I think we do not.
Quinn, which team do you support?
Well, before, I really didn't care. Now that I've met you guys, I think I'm a Reaver fan.
I thought so. He smells like a Hunter Luna on Reavers.
Of course he is a Reaver Luna. Just look at the lifeless haze in his eyes, the slope of his brow.
And to make matters worse, he's a stupid foreigner.
A stupid...
I, for one, was not going to mention that. I thought from his stilted manner of speech that he might be brain-deadened.
Where do you call home, stupid foreign Reaver Luna?
You've never heard of it. Now buzz off. You don't want to make me get out of this chair.
Ah, Mike, Meek, I had difficulty finding you in this crowd.
Wow, big cups.
The crunkiest ones they had. Here you are. I have begun without you.
Whoa, you certainly have.
Only one. I am called Fesmer.
You know this stupid foreigner?
What? Who is a stupid foreigner?
They're talking about me.
Come now, no need to argue. Get cranky with us. Very strong brew.
I am sorry, but university's finest do not drink with River Lune.
University? I once attempted entrance at university, but was declined. And rightfully so, for I am very much lacking in all the strengths that university requires. Strengths that you three, of course, must surely possess in abundance. Like strong body odors and rancid deconcerti-
What did you say? He said you smelled bad and something else. Now back off, or we'll have to step outside.
Mike?
Was that a threat?
Mike?
Maybe it was.
Mike?
What is it, Phasma?
We are outside, Mike.
Well, I guess we don't have to go anywhere then, do we?
What of it, foreigner? Do all people from your homeland make a habit of issuing empty threats?
Look, for the sake of my friend here, I'm trying not to get violent, but you're making it very difficult.
Oh no, he got out of his chair.
Hey, look at that staff. He is a cripple and a stupid foreigner. What do you think you can possibly... Oh, my nose! Oh, I know him!
Who else wants some, huh?
You broke his nose.
You want one to match, Malfoy?
That was for assaulting Arkan.
What? The stupid foreigner's name is Arkan?
Oh, yes. Amusing, is it not?
Yes.
Attacking those you believe to be weaker than yourself, even if they are women.
The stupid foreigner is a woman. Does he have any idea what he is saying?
I think not.
Well, you have made a dire mistake this time, you foul-faced university...
Sit back down, drunk!
Hey, asshat!
What did you... Oh, not swift enough, savage.
Then how about some of this? Come on, bring it! Call me gutless, I dare you. Call me a pansy. Come on, I'm ready for you. I will beat the ever-loving crap out of every single one of you three!
Ah, he's paralyzed. Strike him.
Mike.
What is this?
Oh, Jareth.
Ah, greetings, Jareth. I did not know that you would be in attendance.
Even task mages attend Breaker tournaments. What in the name of Einorum are you doing?
We were just teaching this Sunday some manners.
He insulted and attacked us.
Regardless, this is unacceptable. Are you injured, Meek? Did you paralyze him? You have exactly 3 seconds to leave, or you will have much more than the inquest board to worry about.
Come, Parmi. Fortunate trails with the promotion you'll never see, Master Taskmage. That is a promise.
You.
Yes, Jared?
While you are on university property, you will address me as Yen Shua.
Yes, Yen Shua.
Now, end your spell, or I will end it for you.
But...
End it!
End.
Money 10 denimini.
Jared.
Fesmer. Are you injured?
No, friend.
Are you spoiled on drink?
I am crunk, Jareth. Speak it with me. Crunk. It means...
I care not. Meek, can you move?
Those motherfuckers...
Enough, Meek. It is finished.
The hell it is.
Apologies, but it is.
Says you. I'm gonna find the...
Can you stand?
So much pain.
I will assist you.
No, you won't. I'm doing this alone.
But
what is so hard to understand about this? Back off, man. I can stand up on my... There. See?
Indeed.
I don't need your help, Jareth. Quit trying to save me.
To be completely honest, Meek, I have never much cared for you.
Big surprise.
You are reckless and untrustworthy. Your presence and yours alone has brought nothing but trouble and heartache these past months.
Jareth, shut your mouth or I'm gonna shut it for-
But for the sake of those whom I do care about very much, I have and will continue to safeguard your welfare. I will not stand by and do nothing as you continue to destroy yourself.
Ha! Destroy myself? Are you joking? Nothing touches me here. I plow through zombie armies. My body breaks. I don't die.
You must go home, then. You do not belong here.
What's the point? All I wanted was to play football professionally. Now I never will. Even if I do go home, I can barely walk. I almost died, Jareth. I should have died. Why didn't you let me?
I nearly did. Kaith convinced me otherwise.
Catherine? Catherine hates me.
No, Meek. She cares for you a great deal. What more evidence do you require?
Huh. Oh, Fesmer's out.
How much did he imbibe?
Too much.
That does sound like Fesmer.
Hey, guys, where have you... Oh, my God, Mike!
Howdy.
Were you in a fight?
Maybe. Long story.
And Fesmer?
Let us go. We will tell you about it on the way.
This settles it. I'm never leaving you guys alone again. If you're going to behave like children, I have to babysit you like children. On second thought, that's kind of weird. Never mind, you're on your own.
Ow.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 7, Benched, was written by Brandon Crose and John Tanzer. Produced by Becky Davis with assistance from Brad Smith. The director of this episode is Brandon Crose. The voice talent includes the following: Becky Davis as Shauna, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Mike Hunter as Mike, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Christina Milodowicz as Zana, Andrew Schwartz as Vesmer, Brad Smith as Jareth, with additional voices and editing provided by the cast and crew of Second Shift. The audio podcast was mastered by Andrew Schwartz. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red Design.
Ready the price of 4 tickets and prepare to leave all aspirations of victory for the Terran Tennedy Terriers at the door.
Terrors.
What did I say?
Terriers.
No. Ready the price of 4 tickets and prepare to leave all aspirations for victory for the Terran Tennedy Terriers.
I did it again.
And now it's time for Second Shift. You know it's been 2 weeks and we missed you a lot. S-E-C-O-N-D.
S-H-I-F-T.
Laser beard. Laser beard.
S-E-C-O-N-D.
S-H-I-F-T.